Blog Talk Radio.
Party in the Spirit of America Party book. Happy Flag Day. There are certain events that the communists don't want you to remember, like where you're born, if you're an American citizen, and who your God is, and anything that has to do with patriotism. Stalin said, the three greatest attributes of the United States, which must be destroyed, are patriotism, morality, and spirituality. And you see what we got today. They didn't even mention Flag Day on many of the networks.
Flag Day.
What else is in the news? Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Okay, so I thought I would tell you about a blog that I found on somebody's website, and it's attributed to the wife of Buddy Hackett. And I'm going to read it to you. And her name is Sherry Hackett, and of course Buddy's gone. Buddy was a great comedian, a real great comedian. Not like the crap we got today. We can't make movies, we can't make comedy, we can't make Broadway shows. What you're looking at is a blast from the past. Half of the Broadway shows are old reruns. So Sherry Hackett, wife of Buddy Hackett, is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. I would think that many other Democrats share her position. This was written by Sherry Hackett, Buddy Hackett's widow. Now, I'm taking this off a blog, so I don't know if this is the true word, the gospel word, but I'm reading it because I like it. We noticed, President Obama. Today, I read your administration's plan to redefine September 11th as a national service day. Sir, it's time we had a talk. Mayor Bloomberg will do the same thing as Obama after he arrests you for having too much salt. During your campaign, and now he's going after popcorn. During your campaign, Americans watched as you made a mockery of our tradition of standing and crossing your heart when the Pledge of Allegiance was spoken. You, out of four people on the stage, were the only one not honoring our tradition. I noticed. You know who the four were? Him, Tom Harkin's wife, Hillary Clinton, and the Czar of New Mexico, Richardson, the Secretary of Energy, and the Governor of New Mexico. And Obama had his hands on his testicles. We noticed. During one of your many speeches, Americans heard you say that you intended to visit all 57 states. This one's going to rock you. And you got to verify everything. We all know that Islam, not America, has 57 states. Yes, we noticed. When President Bush leaned over at Ground Zero and gently placed a flower on the memorial, while you nonchalantly tossed your flower onto the pile without leaning over, yes, we noticed. Every time you apologize to other countries for America's position on an issue, we have wondered why you don't share our pride in this great country. When you have heard foreign leaders berate our country and our beliefs, you have not defended us. In fact, you insulted the British crown beyond belief. Yes, we noticed. When your pastor of 20 years goddamned America and said that 911 was America's chickens coming home to roost, and you denied having heard recriminations of that nature, we wondered how that could be. You later disassociated yourself from that church and passed a right because it was politically expedient to do so. Yes, we noticed. When you announced that you would transform America, we wondered why. With all her faults, America is the greatest country on earth. Sir, keep this in mind. If not for America and the people who built her, you would not be sitting in the White House now. Prior to your election to the highest office in this country, you were a senator from Illinois, and from what we can glean from the records available, not a very remarkable one. Yes, we noticed. All through your campaign and even now, you have surrounded yourself with individuals who are basically unqualified for the positions for which you appointed them. Worse than that, the majority of them are people who, like you, bear no special allegiance, respect, or affection for this country and her traditions. Yes, we noticed, and we noticed that Eric Holder killed 70,000 Mexicans with 2,200 weapons of mass destruction. You are 24 months into your term, and every morning millions of Americans wake up to a new horror heaped on us by you. Yeah, like the invasion of Libya, but you're not gonna help one Syrian survive their Holocaust. You seek to saddle working Americans with a health care insurance reform package along with cap and trade, which will bankrupt this nation. Yes, we noticed. We seek, by protesting, to let our representatives know that we are not in favor of these crippling expenditures, and we are labeled un-American racist mob. We wonder how we are supposed to let you know how frustrated we are. You have attempted to make our protests seem isolated and insignificant, like Flag Day. Until your appointment, Americans had the right to speak out. Yes, we noticed. On September 11th, there were no Republicans or Democrats, only Americans, and we all grieved together and helped each other in whatever way we could. The attack on 911 was carried out because we are Americans. And yes, we noticed. And I was wondering, you know, the restaurants all open for the rescue workers down there, and they wouldn't take any money from them. I was wondering if Mayor Bloomingdale, Mohammed Bloomingdale, was there checking the size of the sodas. Yeah. There are many of us who prayed that as a black president you could help unite this nation. In 6 months, you have done more to destroy this nation than the attack on 911. You have failed us. Yes, we noticed. September 11th is a day of remembrance for all Americans. You propose to make 911 a national service day. While we know that you don't share our reverence for 911, we pray that history will report your proposal as what it is, a disgrace. And he's a disgrace, a national disgrace. You have made a mockery of our Constitution and the office that you hold. You have embarrassed and slighted us in foreign visits and policy. Yeah, with open mics. Yes, we noticed. We noticed you're more loyal to the Soviet Union than you are to the United States. We will deal with you. When Americans come together again, it will be to remove you from office. And then somebody wrote, we need to support Mitt Romney. We need to get our country back. And Romney is the best avenue. And I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in John McCain. John McCain is putting a communist on the Supreme Court bench in Arizona. And McCain-Feingold always irritated me. And McCain-Kennedy used to make me vomit. I said a long time ago, John McCain should retire and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Okay, so today was Flag Day. It's also the 287th anniversary of the United States Army. Did you hear anybody talk about that? What do I got to do? I got to sing the national anthem by myself with 300 million people hanging around? Come on. Isn't it time to take it, your great spirit back? Isn't it time? Isn't it time? What do we got to do? We got to go to Tennessee to find an American? Great movie out, and it's directed and produced by Andy Garcia. It's called Greater Glory, and it shows you what happens when the wrong people take over a country through elections and fool the people. And it's about the slaughter of Catholics in Mexico by the Mexican government, the closing of the churches, and the persecution of priests. And Andy Garcia has presented to us on a silver platter a great insight into what happens when God is driven out of the country and a handful of people stand up to represent God. And because Andy Garcia is promoting a pro-Catholic movie, he is being blacklisted unceremoniously and under the table, because his movie is getting no coverage whatsoever. Nobody is talking about his movie. They're doing to him what they tried to do to Mel Gibson. But Mel Gibson fooled them, and he made almost $1 billion on his movie. And I wish Andy Garcia well. And if you got a conscience and you love this country, you should go see Greater Glory, because it tells you what happens when people become desperate under oppression. And it's a fantastic movie, and there's a 12-year-old actor in that movie that would put anybody that's out there to shame. Andy has presented a wonderful movie, and it's going to die on the vine because the communists don't want to be reminded that the Catholic Church is a big influence. And never forget all these Latinos that the Democrats are trying to round up and corral. Most of them are Catholics. So if you're a Latino and you're a Catholic, I don't know what you're doing in the party of death. The Party de la Muerte. You don't belong there. You don't belong there. They're playing you, man. Get out of there. Get out. Vamos. Okay, let's see what kind of news we got here tonight. I said two events. I did this one. Two events. Greater Glory by Andy Garcia and is getting the communist passion treatment. And Flag Day was barely noticed. Barely noticed. Oh, yeah. They're all brave when it comes to spitting on soldiers returning from combat. They're real heroes, ain't they? Now they're judges, lawyers, journalists, jerky journalists, yeah, college graduates. Let's make Barack Obama one-term president. I'll buy that. Big labor's plan in Wisconsin. Oh, here's one that will upset everybody. A study says youngsters of gay households negatively affected. Study examines youngsters of gay household. What is being hailed as the most scientifically credible study so far on the issue demonstrates that children are harmed by growing up in homosexual and lesbian households. You see this Penn State coach that has been raping boys is what he's been doing all these years. You know, that's a terrible thing. That's the dark side of homosexuality that nobody ever shows you. And you know what? A savage has been running like a 2-day telethon on people calling in that have been molested. And there's a lot more people have been molested than we all know. I got a feeling that's the dark part of the lake that nobody wants to swim in. And it's really sad. It's really sad to crush a child's soul. And that's what they do. And I hope this guy gets a justice. I hope he is given a full trial by a jury of his peers. And then if he is convicted, I hope he gets the last thrown at him. Unbelievable. It's really sad. Okay, let's see if we can find something else. Oh, you heard about Madonna, right? They got upset with her in Turkey. The Turkish the plumbers union is suing because she didn't use brass nipples. And the Turkish Department of Transportation wants their two cones back. Oh, man. We send pigs overseas. The best of America. Dirty, filthy pigs. Here they come. No wonder the Muslims want to cut our heads off. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. North Korean labor camps confirmed. I really feel bad for the Syrians. The Syrians are going to get the democratic shaft. I hear them all talking on Fox tonight. Oh, yes, we're going to take it to the UN, and we're going to have a grand ball, and we're going to waltz with the Security Council. But you know what? The Russians don't want us to do that, so we're not going to get anywhere. And we'll just keep talking about it as the body count gets higher. You know, like we did in Rwanda under President Pinocchio Pants. Yeah, not only Rwanda. How about 911 under President Pinocchio Pants? What, you bought that 911 cover-up committee? Give me a break. Yeah, give me a break. At least 200,000 North Korean citizens, including many of our Christian brothers and sisters, suffer under brutal conditions in 6 confirmed labor camps for political prisoners. Among the camps are Camp 14, which is known as Complete Control District, meaning its 50,000 prisoners will work there until death. You know, that Camp 14 could be in Colorado next week. The Russians are coming. Did you know the Russians are coming to Colorado? Camp 22, which is about the size of Los Angeles, and I haven't heard more about that. It came out one day in the news, and that was it. Russians are going to be training. Russian troops are going to be training in Colorado. And the next day, it was completely smothered. They must have a guy with a plastic bag that goes around and smothers news. Camp 22 is about the size of Los Angeles in area and is thought to be used for human experiments. It also holds about 50,000 prisoners. So human experiments are probably importing kidneys here. In Camp 25, a camp controlled by the North Korean, you know that the Japanese used to use Korea, North Korea, for germ warfare testing. I wonder if they kept the camps open, that the communists kept the camps open after the Japanese left. Camp 25, a camp controlled by the, as a matter of fact, one of the Doolittle pilots had his kidney removed in a Japanese camp without anesthesia. Camp 25, a camp controlled by the North Korean secret police, is believed to hold felons, religious leaders, and spies, and their families. So you get to go away with your family. Well, that's good. Yeah. Very few North Koreans have survived detention in a labor camp. Although the average sentence is 15 years. 15 years, well, that's what Lieutenant Behenna got from the American government. Yeah, after doing his duty for fighting for his country. They rewarded him with a 15-year penalty and a trumped-up charge of murder. How's that? And the 7 judges who convicted him, not one had combat experience. And Lieutenant Behenna rots in jail. And he's going to be there until we get rid of Obama and we get somebody in there that has a conscience. The average life expectancy in a labor camp is only 7 years. Up to 3 generations of entire families have been detained in government efforts to root out class enemies. Oh, you mean they have class warfare in communist countries? Oh, I didn't know that. With your help, the voice of the martyrs continues to penetrate the hermit kingdom with the message of Jesus Christ, working along the border and inside the country, face the continual threat of arrest and the subsequent consequences. Yet additional workers are now in training to help with this dangerous work. You know, that's one thing. When you're in a dangerous world, you can still function at the risk of death, but you can still function. Like the 3 cities in Syria that are labeled to be destroyed. And we're not doing anything. We're not going to do anything. But boy, did we give two-gun Gaddafi a beating, didn't we? Weren't we brave? Yeah, we could have done that on the party platform. Unbelievable. We took out 2-gun Gaddafi. He had no weapons. The rebels had no weapons. And they used a cruise missile to knock out a taxi cab. If they wanted to stop the taxi cab, all they had to do was holler taxi. But now, when the real big slaughter is taking place, and Saddam's brother-in-law, Bashar al-Assad, the murderer of the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri, Bashar al-Assad, who has shipped more IEDs with the new improved Iranian copper lugs into Iraq to blow the legs off of Americans and burn their faces, he gets away with murder, and it's sanctioned by the Party of Death, Party de la Muerte, the Democamos. And if you don't believe me, just Google Nancy Pelosi goes to Syria, and see if you can find for me the names of the 41 passengers on her big military jumbo jet ski, loaded with a bar loaded with all kinds of booze. Yeah. And Jimmy Carter goes there a lot, too. Jimmy Carter. White House admits the economy is not recovered. No, we talked about that last night. Everybody's 401k is hurting. Net worths are down 40%. How are you going to get started? There's kids coming out of college. They got the college student loan to pay. And you know, with the real estate down, how's dad going to get a second mortgage to send Junior to Harvard to learn how to be an educated communist? Okay, let's see. The wussies attacked McDonald's. Oh, yeah, McDonald's is under siege. Welcome home. Not too many factories left to shut down. We are crushing the miners and the farmers. We are wiping out the fishing industry. EPA fines fill the tax treasury for a while. Wait till the farmers move to China. What is left? A McDonald's? Are they cooking with oil? Call the EPA. Wake up, America. You're taking down what others built. When we lose, who will take us in? Rejected. Too fussy. Too wussy. That's what they're going to say when they turn you down. But I'm an American. I have my rights. Yeah, you sure do. You sure do. Holder's untold story. You want to hear Holder's untold story from Conservative Bite? Scandal. I want to tell you what the biggest scandal is. Bill Clinton got paid off by a lot of people. Now, this is all alleged. But he got a golden saxophone from Mark Rich's wife. And I'm sure all the glitters went along with it. Yeah. And the deal was done, and the bag man was Eric Holder. And Eric Holder set Clinton up to pardon Mark Rich, who was convicted, and I never knew this, by Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani nailed Mark Rich, and Mark Rich skipped town, and I think he hid out in Israel or in Switzerland. And all of a sudden, President Pinocchio Pants pardoned him, and Mark Rich made his money doing oil deals with the Iranians while he was in Israel or Switzerland. So, you know, we have the Clintons who have made a lot of money in government service. They must have worked a lot of overtime. And there's a scandal, and there's an investigation. And Janet Reno is supposed to be in charge of the investigation. And she appoints one of her flunkies, Mary Jo White, to investigate President Pinocchio Pants. Well, 2 weeks after she was appointed, Mary Jo White retired. And there was never an investigation. Now, you would think when President Bush came in, he would reopen the investigation. But no, he didn't. He didn't. I wonder why. Do you think when you get to the top, it's all the same people? Huh? They both have libraries. How's your library coming? At a time when millions of Americans are losing their homes as a result of questionable or fraudulent mortgage banking practices, Attorney General Eric Holder's Justice Department is being accused of blocking prosecution of a high-visibility real estate deal. Holder, who is under pressure by Congress members investigating Fast and Furious. My friends, this Fast and Furious thing, it has no rhyme or reason to it. You can't tell me that you're going to give 2,200 guns. They kept cutting the size of the amount of guns down. They went from 2,200 down to 1,700s. You can't give that many guns and arm of four Mexican regiments of narco terrorists, 500 in a regiment. Tell me about it. You can't do that in good conscience and watch kids crawling out of classrooms while all around them are being gunned down, while people's bodies are being dumped on the intersections of towns with their heads, arms, and legs removed. You can't tell me that we, a guy like Eric Holder, who is supposed to be for civil rights, disregards the civil rights of 70,000 dead Mexicans. You can't tell me any rhyme or reason why he would allow that to happen, sign off on it or cover it up. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in... I totally believe American intelligence is terrible. We're never going to see the next hit. We're not going to see it at all. And you know, the hits get... The size of the explosions get bigger. And we may not... Patton said it in World War II. We may not recover from the next sneak attack. So you think about that. And the troops could already be here. Because the way immigration works, everybody can come here. Anybody and everybody can come here. You can come here. Come on in. What? No, you don't need no picture ID. That's for the other guys. That's for the citizens. Oh, and he's protecting that too, isn't he? Isn't he waging war in Florida? Yeah, this guy is the worst thing that ever happened to us. And the biggest complaint they ever had about Ashcroft was he prayed before he went to work. He was praying in the office. So it's government property and that separation of church and state. He was kneeling down behind the desk. We all saw it. I have photos. Yeah. Man, I hope somebody prays for you when it's your turn in the barrel. Holder, who was under pressure by Congress members investigating the Fast and Furious gun-running scandal, to resign, allegedly aims to protect a high-profile international bank client. I love the word international. I hate the word international. I hate the word UN. I hate the word New World Order. Bank client of his former law firm and shield Democratic Party operatives implicated in the scheme. So a high-profile international bank client of Eric Holder's former law firm. My friends, you got to take the money out of Washington. All of these senators are lining their pockets. They all got favorite friends. They all do favors. They can be bought. Don't think they can't be bought. The Japanese have the saying, a man is honest until he gets the chance. Yeah, they can all be bought. They're trading favors. It's too loose. They're the only ones in the entire United States that can do in stock market insider trading. It's a benefit for them. But if what's his name, Diamond, that testified yesterday, was doing insider trading, he'd be in an orange jumpsuit in 10 minutes. WorldNet Daily has obtained several hundred pages of documents alleging that Holder and Lanny Brewer, the Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice's Criminal Division, have intervened to block recommended federal prosecutions in an ongoing dispute involving the exclusive Yellowstone Club, a private golf and ski resort now owned by supermarket billionaire Ron Burkle and the international bank Credit Suisse. Unbelievable. What are we going to do about that? We're in trouble. Our country's for sale. And you know what? These guys that are selling it, they don't even know they're in this country. They belong to the New World Order. And we're all up the fat lady's burka. So let me give you a tune to cheer you up. We'll check the time, see how much time we got left, and we'll look for another block to set your heart on fire. Now, let me see. Should we do a military tune, a tribute for our boys? Oh, man, there's a couple of Irish tunes there, but, you know, all the Irish tunes make you cry. It's always about somebody getting hanged. Yeah. That's why they drink. The tunes make them cry. You know, we'll give you Steve Earle, Dixieland. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. But they don't say anything. They just say happy birthday, hoorah. Bridget Gabriel on Islamic terrorism. This lady is good. She's a gutsy lady. And you've probably seen her. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Bridget Gabriel, a founder of Act for America. You know what? When 911 first came out, I did a show one night, and I said, "Okay, we've opened up a phone bank. We've got 60 phones standing by, Arabs for America. And we want our Arab brothers in the United States to call in and denounce 911 and join us supporting America." And there was only one phone call, and it was the wrong number. Bridget Gabriel, founder of Act for America, why we must defeat radical Islam and how we can do it, joins Take Aim to discuss global current events. Gabriel is one of the leading terrorism experts in the world, providing information and analysis on the rise of global Islamic terrorism. She serves on the board of advisors of the Intelligence Summit, and her expertise is sought after by world and business leaders, including the Australian Prime Minister, members of the British Parliament, House of Commons, members of the United States, the Joint Forces Staff College, the U.S. Special Operations Command, the FBI, and many others. Yeah. You know that when we took Iraq, we found trailer loads of documents who was dealing behind the screen with Saddam Hussein. And we sent them to Washington, to the FBI headquarters, and 2 years after they were there, they had only read 1% of them. And when we asked how come, you know what they told us? That Mukti Bar that pumps the gas at the Shell station has been out sick. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We're not ready for anything. And when Obama gets finished with us, we're going to be face down, pants down. Yep. Senate vote on New World Order imminent. But at this very moment, the cabal of rhinos, and John McCain is a rhino. John McCain, Russell Feingold, Ted Kennedy, they're all one and the same. Both Kennedy and Feingold vote to burn the flag and kill kids. John McCain, he's a private dancer. He doesn't do that. But he actually did vote to kill kids now indirectly by putting this guy on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals bench. And speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn, he goes, you know, there were communists in the Republican Party too. And you know, I never think about that. But of course, if they've infiltrated completely the Democrat Party, surely they have infiltrated the Republican Party. And Jimmy told me something interesting I'll share with you, that the KGB have special schools where they teach women and men to be sexually efficient and very well, like a connoisseur of sex, so that they can have sex with politicians, the boy for the boys and the girl for the boys and the girls. And they're very successful at it, at penetrating our House and Senate. And they've been doing it for years. I know I was surprised as a young man to learn all the judges that were visiting the prostitutes in New York. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're wide open. Face down, pants down. Let's see what else we got here. Mainstream media guilty of bias and incompetence. This is from Grass Tops USA. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Media is coddling a greater injustice than DOJ dropping John Edwards' charges. I knew that was coming. He had too much money not to beat it. When the Department of Justice announced on Wednesday that it would drop all charges against John Edwards, it effectively closed the legal book on the former presidential candidate. But make no mistake, the Edwards affair is a slam-dunk indictment on the mainstream's media's biases, double standards, and incompetence. Now, let me tell you something. They were talking, Juan Williams. I got to pay Juan Williams a compliment. Juan Williams has worn a flag pin from day one. He is. Every time I see Juan Williams, he has the flag pin on. Others do not do that. Conservatives do not do that. But Juan Williams, he's true to his flag pin. Sadly, Juan Williams is a liberal, and he was ejected by PBS because he was rubbing elbows with Catholics. Let's face it, guys. They hate us. We're no different today than when the KKK labeled us with the other two Ks. Yeah, we just don't realize it. We refuse to admit it. You know who else used to refuse to admit it? All those people that went to the trains and were told to leave their suitcases they would follow. Yeah, they didn't believe what was happening either. And you're not going to believe when you find out that your country's been sold out. Yeah. Wait till you see the next shoe China drops. And China and Russia are tighter than ever. So let me go back and see if I can. Leon Panetta, he worries me. He warned the Senate panel today that America faces the potential for another Pearl Harbor. Well, I got to tell you something. This is not the country that bounced back in World War II. This is the country that's flat on its back. Yep. And we got a skeleton crew of freedom. And if we're not going to have time to, in France, in World War One, when the Germans crossed over and started to defeat the French troops, you know what they did? They had a draft. You know how the draft worked? If you were on the street or in a nightclub, they pulled you out and put you in a taxi cab in your suit and sent you to the front lines. And guess who else did that? Saddam Hussein. One minute you're dancing, and the next minute you're in a foxhole in Kuwait. Yeah, don't think that can't happen, man. Cannon fodder has been used in all wars. Okay, let's go and find you a tune to make your day. Come on, load up, boys. I'm coming down here. Ooh. Meringue rights. Do you know about meringue rights? Yeah, we're going to, when we arrest Latinos now, we're not using Miranda warnings anymore. We're doing meringue rights.
You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his meringue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan.
Okay. Do you remember Pat Tillman? Being that we're honoring the flag today and we're celebrating the anniversary of the U.S. Army and we don't have blue helmets yet, Pat Tillman was a football player, and he was a good football player, and he was making around $11 million a year, I think. And 9-1-1 came, and he walked away from $11 million to go serve his country. And when it was announced that he was joining Special Forces or the Rangers, the blog lights lit up all over the place, and all the communists was calling him a jerk. He's a jerk. He should have dodged the draft like my father did. Yeah. Instead, he volunteered. So they called him a jerk. You know why? Because he walked away from big money. And Pat Tillman gave his life for his country. And he was killed in a crossfire. And, of course, the media played it up like, you know, Jerky Tillman got shot by another jerk in the American military. But I'd like to take anybody who's got a criticism of that and put them in the same situation and tell me what they think after they die.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never Can Happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
There's a new dance in town. It's all the rage. It's called the Step Down. Yeah, the Czars can do it. Holder's a little shy, and Obama will do it in November. Damascus is DNC headquarters. Assad is protected by the Party of Death. Jimmy Carter leads the band. Nancy Pelosi, Bill Nelson, and Kami Kucinich are cozy with Assad. And if you don't believe me, go to www.mediacrapmatters.us. Pelosi took 41 demo camos to lick Bashar al-Assad's ankles. They had to close the palace windows to deafen the screams of American soldiers losing legs to Assad's Iranian copper lug IEDs. Libya was a sideshow to divert attention from the murder of 13,500 Syrian children and women. Do you know that they're not going to the hospitals when they get shot? They go to hidden hospitals, underground hospitals, because Assad is waiting for them to come into the emergency room so he can kill them. The people of Homs have to set up concealed field hospitals. If they go to a government-run hospital, they will be killed in the emergency room. If we free Syria, we may find Saddam's WOMDs. Would that be bad for the Ba'ath Party? The Iranians, the Russians, and the Chinese would be mad. Would that be good for the New World Disorder? How about for the Demo Camo Party, the Party of Death? How's that Arab Spring coming? Maersk shipping stats. You want to hear some Maersk shipping stats? Do you know we used to have them after World War II? We had a merchant marine fleet second to none in the world. We were the biggest. Do you know, probably 5 years after, we had nothing. It was all gone. I remember taking my boat up the Hudson River to see all the grain ships from World War II. They were tied up five in a row across, and they looked like they went forever. And they were all up there anchored in the Hudson River, and they were full of grain. Today, you got the mayor. He wants to make sure you don't get your popcorn. I hope we don't go to the movies and the mayor's there, huh? What's he do? He checks everybody in at the candy counter? So this person says, when you read the bottom line of this, you will know why I forward it to you. Remember what I told you? We used to loan ships to the British. We loaned ships to the British. We loaned ships. Aristotle Onassis built his fleet on these ships that we scrapped. And now today we don't have anything. The Emma Maersk, Maersk is in here in New Jersey, part of the Danish shipping line, is shown in photos below. It's a huge ship. What a ship. No wonder Made in China is displacing North American made goods big time. This monster transports goods across the Pacific in just 5 days. It is one of three ships presently in service, with another two ships commissioned to be completed by the end of this year. Huge ship. It's unbelievable. These ships were commissioned by Walmart to get all their goods and stuff from China. They hold an incredible 15,000 containers and have a 207-foot deck beam. The full crew is just 13 people on a ship longer than a U.S. aircraft carrier, which has a crew of 5,000. With its 207-foot beam, it is too big to fit through the Panama or Suez canals. It is strictly trans-Pacific, cruise speed 31 knots. The goods arrive 4 days before the typical container ship at 18 to 20 knots on a China to California run. 91% of Walmart products are made in China, so this behemoth is usually competitive even when carrying perishable goods. The ship was built in five sections. The sections floated together and then welded. The command bridge is higher than a 10-story building and has 11 cargo crane rigs that can operate simultaneously, unloading the entire ship in guess how much time? Less than 2 hours. And they got a picture of people in Denmark with their bicycles standing as the ship comes out of is coming into port. Country of origin, here you go, Denmark. Length, 1,302 feet. Width, 207 feet. Net cargo, 123,000 tons. Engine, 14 cylinders inline diesel engine, 110,000 BHP, whatever that is. HP is probably horsepower. I don't know what the B stands for. Cruise speed, 31 knots. Cargo capacity, 15,000 TEU. One TEU equals 20 cubic feet. Crew, 13 people. First trip, September 8, 2006. Construction cost, $145 million. Silicone painting applied to the ship bottom reduces water resistance and saves 317,000 gallons of diesel fuel per year. And if Obama gets his way, nobody's going to have diesel fuel in the United States. We're going to have to import it. While we, when you tap your feet, you can feel it underground. It's a huge ship, absolutely huge. But I think, now, a recent documentary in March of 2010 on the History Channel noted that all these containers are shipped back to China from the U.S. empty. Yep, that's right. We send nothing back on these ships. What does that tell you about the current financial state of this country? So, folks, just keep buying those imported goods, mostly gadgets, until you run out of money. And then you may wonder what the cause of unemployment, maybe even your job in the U.S. and Canada and even Australia might be. An upset. They go back empty. Unbelievable. They go back empty. Okay. Why don't you do right? Want to hear, we got, we're almost out of time. I'll do the Wild Rover.
I've been a Wild Rover for many a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. And now I return with gold and gray stars, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, hey, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I went to an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money's been spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom of yours I could have any day. And it's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I took from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke sure were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never. Pardon their prodigal son, and if they caress me as oft times before, sure I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no nay, never. No nay, never.
Signing off, remember Andy Garcia and his movie Greater Glory. Get to see it. It'll do you a world of good. And I guarantee you, after you watch it, the next morning when you wake up, it'll be on your mind. Talk to you. Take care. Viva Cristo Rey.